Rick Miller is a classically trained actor from Toronto, and he does a mighty fine Macbeth.
Act 1, Scene 7. This is a Macbeth monologue when he's contemplating the murder of King Duncan. If it were done when 'tis done, then well it were done quickly. If the assassination could trammel up the consequence and catch with his surcease success, that but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all here, but here upon this bank and shoal of time, we jump the life to come.
But that's not the only kind of Macbeth Miller can perform.
Oh, is this a dagger which I see before me? Or a pizza? Pizza. Ah, I see these stealing on their blade and dodging gouts of blood. Or that tomato sauce. I have done a deed. Didst thou not hear a noise?
Well, I heard the owl scream and the crickets cry. Did not you speak?
When?
Now.
As I descended?
Aye.
Hark, who lies in the second chamber?
Malcolm, don't!
And with that exclamation, and many more like them, actor Rick Miller takes the bard into the wacky world of cartoons. It's one man, one stage, and some 50 different characters from the popular animated TV series The Simpsons, all performing in a comical reinterpretation of Shakespeare's Macbeth. McHomer is Miller's own creation. Since January, the show has traveled to Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, and the East Coast. NPR's Jackie Lydon spoke with Rick Miller about McHomer, which of course gave Miller a chance to demonstrate his peculiar powers of vocal characterization.
Well, there, strangers, what's with the old trapperoonie? Let it come down. Oh, man, here he comes. Bring it down. Oh, treachery. Fly, good fleance. Flatly, deadly, dolly, dolly. Flatly, deadly, dolly, dolly. Flatly. He's not shutting up. Stick an axe in his head. Okay, deadly, dolly, deadly, dolly. Ah! I can't see anything.
And we can stop there.
Oh, my God. I hope you don't do that in the back at taxis.
My wife won't allow it in my house anymore.
That is fabulous.
Thank you.
Bravo, McHomer.
Thank you.
50 voices. I mean, it was just sort of some kind of, cold brewski flashback, listening to all of them like that. What on earth propelled you? One stormy eve, with perhaps Burnham Wood coming to Dunsinane, to think that The Simpsons would make good characters in a Macbeth rendition.
I was playing Murderer Number 2 in 1994. I think I had all of 6 lines in a production of Macbeth in Montreal, in the Montreal environs, by a company called Repercussion Theatre. They do Shakespeare in the Park. I basically spent a lot of time backstage concocting this crazy little cast party joke, which ended up becoming McHomer. And the irony is that it was a 10-minute thing that I had created, little hand puppets and everything, and I never performed it because I thought it was too stupid. And so after letting the secret out that I had actually made this thing, people were pushing me into performing it at the Montreal Fringe Festival, mm-hmm. which is a big thing in Canada, and it's starting to be quite big in the States. Perfect venue for McHomer. It was sold out immediately in my first 4 performances. And I decided to take a breath and rethink it and then plan it to tour across Canada. And anyway, that was 6 years ago, and I still perform it in chunks every now and then, and it's changed dramatically. It's now a much bigger and stronger show, but it's still the same silly little idea at its core.
How do you train yourself to do these voices? I mean, it must take some time because you're so perfect. You have to be, standing in front of the bathroom mirror or something?
A lot of careful voice training. I think every actor these days doesn't train their voice enough. And to train as a singer is a great way to improve your voice as an actor. So I took a lot of voice and speech classes and a lot of singing classes. And then it was a matter of one needs to develop the way you stretch your muscles, you stretch your vocal muscles as well. So I've found I've been able to shape the voice, and it was very technical for me. I taped the shows onto audio tape. I drive off in my car, sit in some isolated place, and I would listen to what the actors were doing. And I knew that one actor did 10 voices. All right, what is he doing with his larynx here? And Homer is
lower larynx kind of sound,
and Marge is upper larynx, and Apu is the front of the, and
Otto is gravelly and that sort of thing.
Yeah! So I know what shape my voice needs to be. Then the skill is practicing them. Then the next skill is switching back and forth, doing Homer, Marge, and then speaking Shakespeare, which is another skill that I had to develop. And unfortunately, I've done enough Shakespeare to be able to get that my mouth around it.
Did you actually have to contact the cast? Did you get in touch with Matt Groening?
I did. Early on, I called Fox in all my naivete and said, look, I'm this fringe guy, and I want to put on this show, and I've drawn these characters in. I've painted them because I have this architecture degree. I painted these really nice animation stills of the characters in medieval costume, and I sent a fax, and they looked at it and said, that's fine. And then as the show grew, after performing for universities and high schools and colleges, we ended up meeting in Scotland when I was performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Mm-hmm. Biggest arts festival in the world, and Macomer was a runaway hit because it was not only, you know, but the Simpsons were pop culture, but Macbeth is also pop culture over there too. Everyone knows it inside.
Well, he is Scottish.
He's Scottish. The
saying of Coddle.
The Scottish play. And so it was huge there.
Wait a minute, how did you get in here?
It's the Scottish. Yeah, he's in it too. Sean Connery. All things Scottish make their way into Macomer. Anyway, so they were performing on my night off. They, meaning the Simpsons cast and creators, they now do this quite often. They bring the whole crew, cast. They read from a script, they show some slides, and they are treated like royalty. And it's a wonderful thing. And I had a night off because they were performing in my theater. Mm-hmm. And I had not spoken to the Simpsons in a little while, although they were aware of my show. And there were posters everywhere from Macomer. I had no idea how this was going to happen. And so I was invited to the cast party afterwards, and I was watching these little groups of Simpsons people just hanging out, and I thought, how am I going to approach this? And there I was alone, sort of trying to force my way into a conversation that I didn't really belong in. And I finally went to Dan Castellaneta, the guy who plays Homer, and many others. I said, I saw your show today, because he had done a little one-man show as well. I'm the Macomer guy.
Wow.
How do people react? He said, that's great. Hey, listen, come here, guys. Everybody come over here. And I was sort of being led around like a party trick. And I was eventually led to Matt himself. It was his brainchild.
The genius behind The Simpsons.
Yes. Yeah. And also an incredibly generous man, because he shook my hand. He gave me his blessing and said, I want to allow you to continue performing this show because it does a good thing. And I think it's a fun idea. And I've heard it's very good. And I sent him a videotape. And Fox has been incredibly generous in allowing me to perform it across the states and around the world.
I am really struck. You know, perhaps, is it a party trick when you can do 50 voices? I mean, actors have to do scores of accents, but voices seem to me to kind of go into another category. I mean, can you be Marge?
I could. Do you want me to be Marge right now?
I think, why don't we go out damn spot? You know, why don't we just go for it? Go right
out there. Out damn spot out, I say. Rip my hand off.
She has a little demonic thing happening there, but all the...
You mean you've embellished? Have you dared to embellish upon the master, Shakespeare?
I consider it... well, not only is it... The Macbeth portion is 50-some minutes long, so I've had to edit rather brutally. And yes, I've thrown in Simpsonisms throughout, but I try and stick really close to Shakespeare wherever possible, because that's the point, really.
Well, why not?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, the words are great, and I want people to not be coming to watch a television show. I want them to be exposed to Shakespeare. It's funny how people read different things into it, into what is essentially, to me, just one dysfunctional family doing another dysfunctional family.
It's been fantastic talking to you.
Well, thank you. It's been
or
an absolute
all of you,
pleasure.
All 50 of you.
Actor Rick Miller speaking with NPR's Jackie Lydon about his one-man show, Macomer, which plays in Appleton, Wisconsin, and Irvine, California, later this month.